The most important skill for getting rich is becoming a perpetual learner. You have to know how to learn anything you want to learn. It's much more important today to be able to become an expert in a brand new field in 9 to 12 months than to have studied the right thing a long time ago. You really care about having studied the foundations, so you're not scared of any book. If you go to the library and there's a book you cannot understand, you have to dig down and say, what is the foundation required for me to learn this? Foundations are super important. Basic arithmetic and numeracy are way more important in life than doing calculus. Similarly, being able to convey yourself simply using ordinary English words is far more important than being able to write poetry, having an extensive vocabulary, or speaking 7 different foreign languages. Knowing how to be persuasive when speaking is far more important than being an expert digital marketer or click optimizer. Foundations are key. It's much better to be at 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10 on foundations than to try and get super deep into things. As I read this in the Almanac of Naval Ravikant by Eric Jorgensen, I couldn't help but connect it to Elon Musk's approach to first principles thinking. When faced with the astronomical cost of rockets, up to $65 million, Elon Musk didn't just accept the price, he broke the problem down to its most basic components. I tend to approach things from a physics framework, Elon Musk said in an interview. Physics teaches you to reason from first principles rather than by analogy. So I said, okay, let's look at the first principles. What is a rocket made of? Aerospace grade aluminium alloys plus some titanium, copper, and carbon fiber. Then I ask, what is the value of those materials on the commodity market? It turned out that the materials cost of a rocket was around 2% of the typical price. Instead of buying a finished rocket for tens of millions, Elon Musk decided to create his own company, purchase the raw materials for cheap, and build the rockets himself. SpaceX was born. This principle of focusing on the basics also resonates with Kobe Bryant's relentless focus on fundamentals. In an interview on the School of Greatness podcast with Lewis Howes, Kobe shared that during his teenage years, he didn't score a single point one summer. Instead of relying on raw talent, he dedicated himself to mastering the basics, shooting, creating his own shot, and refining his skills. Over 2 years, his hard work paid off, and he became unstoppable. So he says, okay, what do I want to work on first? Alright, shooting, let's knock this out, let's focus on this half a year, 6 months, do nothing but shoot. Alright, after that, creating your own shot, and you focus. I started creating a menu of things. When I came back the next summer, I was a little bit better. I scored. It wasn't much, but I scored at around 12, 13, and then 14 came around, and then I was just killing everyone. And it happened in 2 years. And I didn't expect it to happen in 2 years, but it did, because what I had to do is work on the basics and the fundamentals, while they relied on athleticism and their natural ability. These examples from Naval Ravikant, Elon Musk, and Kobe Bryant all point to one powerful truth, which is, mastering the basics is often the key to success. What if everything we pursued, our goals, dreams, and ambitions, began with first principles thinking and an unwavering commitment to the fundamentals? What if chasing our heroes started by getting the basics right in every area of our lives? Let's go back to the core areas of life we discussed in the first episode. Approaching them with a beginner's mindset focused on fundamentals might look like this. For spirituality, mastering the basics could mean for me living ethically, grounded in the 5 pillars of Islam, striving for spiritual excellence through the teachings of the Quran and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, focusing on inner purification, remembrance of God, and cultivating gratitude and patience, emphasizing community, charity, and mutual support, and serving my family and my community, for the best of people are those who are most beneficial to people. For family and relationships, it could involve developing emotional intelligence through self-awareness, empathy, and communication skills, setting healthy boundaries, negotiating, and building self-love. When it comes to work, mastering the basics might look like becoming the best medical student I can be by mastering effective study techniques and patient care. Building a business by learning core skills like persuasion, communication, and empathy. And if you notice, these skills enhance both personal and professional relationships because people are people, no matter the context, right? I would also need to learn problem solving, creativity, adaptability, leadership, and building teams, marketing, and since we're living in the world of the future, technology and AI. Speaking of business, in the last episode I talked about starting a business and I'm still in the thick of it. What's different now? I've moved from just thinking about the idea to actually diving into the process. Right now, I'm facing one of the toughest parts. Finding that first person to join me, someone who believes in my vision and can help bring it to life. As I've been navigating this challenge, I realized something. There's surprisingly little guidance out there on how to find your first employee or collaborator, especially when all you have is an idea. And if you're aiming to attract top talents, A players, it gets even trickier. What I've learned so far from the examples and stories of famous founders and entrepreneurs is that the person you're looking for, the first person, is often closer than you think. Maybe just a few miles away, friends, family, etc. It's all about knowing where to look and honestly getting to know the right people. Going back to basics, in health, mastering the basics means focusing on exercise and, more importantly, strength, cardio, flexibility, mobility, and a balanced diet, along with quality sleep and mental recovery like meditation or deep breathing. For wealth, it would be about understanding budgeting, saving, investing, and managing debt. But it's also about developing the right mindset. Not just learning the technical aspects of building wealth. I know that this all seems overwhelming, right? It feels like it's never gonna be achieved. There's just too much stuff on the plate and I'm already full. But what if I approached it step by step, focusing on the long term? Focusing on building skills in my 20s instead of rushing to get things done. Don't get me wrong, I'll try to do things because that's the only way one can learn, but I'll also expect not to get them right. I'll expect to fail miserably knowing I'll get back up because that's how things are done. That's how legacies are built. Would you want to join me into learning, trying and failing and repeating the process all over again until we get it right, until we're satisfied with where we are? No matter how big or small the achievements, just making sure we give our best effort. So what's the next step? In future episode, we'll explore the fundamentals of each goal and area of life. One bit at a time, one snippet at a time. Maybe I would focus sometimes on just one thing or one aspect and then circle back to the others. I'm afraid I don't exactly know where I'm going with this. Maybe it's all over the place. Maybe I'm just dispersing myself. But isn't that the beauty of the messy process of chasing oneself? So, what do you say? Do you want to find out what the basics and fundamentals of your goals are? Do you want to join me in laying the foundation for the bridge that will help us chase our heroes? So that is where I'll leave it. If you haven't yet subscribed to the podcast or YouTube channel, I'd really appreciate it if you did. Your support goes a long way in motivating me to keep chasing my hero and sharing this journey with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, take care and keep chasing your hero.